Even though she felt like she had to give her parents grief for bringing up dating, her mind had immediately gone to Zane Collins, the man who she'd embarrassed herself in front of the night before. Now that was one good-looking man. Lean, but with toned muscles that even showed through his jacket. Adorable smile, a fire in his eyes, quick to joke around. Even though she had only been with him for a few minutes, it was enough to make her intrigued. Enough to hope several times since then that he would walk through the lobby on his way somewhere while she was there so they could chat more. Hopefully at a time when she wasn't dropping things and saying exactly the wrong phrase. Too bad the guy said he was only staying there 3 days. One of the biggest drawbacks of her job was that the people she met were only in town for a few days. It wasn't the best job for meeting potential dates. "Okay, okay," her mom said. "We won't push you. Are you coming to the Main Street Business Alliance meeting this afternoon? Mayor Stone was in here an hour ago. The meeting is going to be combined with the city council meeting." Her voice seemed to have something else behind it, like maybe this conversation wasn't as much about changing the subject away from dating as it seems. "He says the new fire chief just got into town, and he's going to present his emergency plan at the meeting." And there it was. But it did make her sit up taller. That sounded interesting. "I just wish Chief Stockton wasn't being pushed out of his position." Evia, the older woman who was sitting with her husband at a nearby table, said, "The chief is such a good guy." Elite turned in her stool toward Evia. "What do you know about the new chief?" Instead of Evia answering, Don Willards did, from another table.
"I heard that he's half as old as you'd expect and twice as intense."
Half as old as you'd expect. This combined meeting was sounding more and more interesting. Misty, who was lunching with her church ladies group, was already turned in their direction.
"Intense indeed. My grandson's on the fire department, you know, and he says that the whole department has been on their toes ever since the guy came in for his interview."
"Anyone know his name?" Elite asked. Everyone shook their head except Misty. She reached into her purse and pulled out her phone.
"Let's see, my Jared texted it earlier."
She looked down, silent for a few moments while everyone, even the people who hadn't joined in the conversation, turned in her direction, waiting for her answer. A smile of triumph at having found it lit her face a moment before she said,
"Zane Collins."
Elite turned back around in her seat, a smile spreading across her face. Things were definitely getting interesting.